welcome to this week's edition to Beneath the Helmet with Teron Ward. Teron, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, the first time you ever laced up your cleats, ever put on a helmet, ever put on those pads, and ran out and played football, how old were you, and take me through it.
I was 8 years old, back in the Bay Area, Antioch. I played for a program called Antioch Youth Football. My helmet was too big, shoulder pads were too big, my pants came to my ankles, so it was fun to be out there. You know, I had an older brother, so I always saw him play, so when I got my chance to play, it was like, I'm finally here.
Looking back, would you say he was your inspiration to kind of get out there and play football, because you kind of wanted to be like your big
brother? Oh, yeah, no question. My big brother, I mean, my dad played, so we had a really big football family, so Friday nights, we would go to the high school games. Saturdays, we would watch, after my brother played, we would watch college football all day. And then Sunday, we would watch NFL, so just kind of around my family the all weekend during football season.
Was there a team, both college and NFL, that you guys kind of followed?
NFL, no question. We're Niners fans coming to the Bay Area. My whole family was Niners fans. When my brother went to college, he went to Oregon, so we became Oregon fans. And then I ironically went to Oregon State, so the family became Oregon State fans. So
was there ever kind of a rival in between the state, between you and your brother?
No, it was never a rival. I mean, he was proud for me to be playing D1, so as soon as I put on that black and orange, he became a fan too.
If you weren't playing football right now, you say you just graduated, what would you be doing?
Hopefully doing your job. I majored in media communication, so hopefully be sitting where you're sitting.
So would you football in particular, or would you do any other sport?
Any sports that I know, hopefully. I don't think I'd be doing anything like hockey or something I don't know, but basketball, football, stuff like that, yeah.
So obviously growing up a huge sports fan, mm-hmm. Did you play other sports other than football?
Yeah, I played basketball. I ran track in high school. Growing up, AI is one of my favorite players. Obviously, Michael Jordan. I like Steve Nash, and I'm a Warriors fan, so Steph Curry is my guy right now.
What position did you play in basketball?
I played point guard.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Any shooting guard?
Nah, I was too short for that.
On or off the field, off the court, who is your biggest inspiration?
Oh, no question, my brother. He went through a lot of trials and tribulations. He got injured a lot in his early career. Few knee injuries, and he just persevered through that, and ever since then, you know, I've been thinking I can get through anything if he can get through that.
If you're not playing football in your off time, what is your biggest hobby?
I love to go to the movies and see new movies, so I haven't seen one actually like the last week or two, but I love to see new movies.
What was the last movie you saw?
The Mission Impossible.
Is there a certain genre that you like to watch more than others?
I like action, I like comedy. I like chick flicks too, actually, but I wouldn't go pay to see one. But if it's on TV, I'll watch it.
I love it. So if you were the chef in the cafeteria, What would be on your menu for the team to eat?
Well, my favorite meal is my mom. She has these like fried pork chops, and she makes these mashed potatoes with it. And every time I'm home, she makes that. So if I can fly my mom out and cook her fried pork chops for everybody, I'll do it.
So if you could invite anyone over to the cafeteria other than your mom, dead or alive, who would it be?
Anyone?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have a conversation with Martin Lawrence. A comedian, I had to have lunch with a comedian just so I can laugh the entire lunch period.
When you head out on the field every, before Saturday, but now Sundays, what's your pregame ritual like? If you can say it, if you're superstitious, I totally get it.
Oh, no. I say a prayer before I hit the field, and then every time I get on the field, I jog to the opposite end zone. I say another prayer, and then I get strapped along and get ready to go.
How long has that been your ritual?
Maybe since my junior year in high school. So I've been doing it for a while.
And when you signed the contract here with the Falcons, what was your very first purchase?
I haven't bought anything yet. I haven't bought anything big yet. So I'm getting a house right now. So that'll probably be the first big purchase.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Beneath the Helmet. And you Falcons fans are joining us right here at AtlantaFalcons.com.